Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name is Travis. I'm thrilled to have all of you with us. If you are here for the first time, welcome. The more the merrier as we begin our day with Jesus and, of course, continue our day with Jesus, spend each day with Jesus, every day with Jesus, because we're recovering the centrality, the simplicity, the beauty of the gospel, the accessibility of God in His life, to be with Him, to be like Him. And so we're just going to open up scripture, look at a gospel story, talk about it, and roll around in a little bit, and then begin a conversation with Jesus. And so I hope you have your Bible, your journal, a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, you found a quiet place, or you're about to go on a walk, or whatever it is that you do as you begin the day with Jesus. So I'm thrilled that you're here. We're going to go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. So go ahead and go there. And let me ask this question. Do you sometimes doubt stuff about God? Are you sometimes doubting what God's up to? Or does God love me? Or has Jesus been raised from the dead? Do you sometimes doubt, you know, is God here? Is He good? Do I believe in Him? What actually is belief? Are you sometimes confused in the journey of faith? What's God up to? Does He love me? Could Jesus have been raised from the dead? Is God here? Is God good? Do I believe? What is belief? Do you sometimes doubt? Are you sometimes confused? And I think if we're honest, we would have to say yes. And then a quick follow-up question. Does doubting or confusion worry you? Does it scare you? Does it concern you? Maybe someone has told you that doubt or confusion should worry you, should scare you, should concern you. So do you sometimes doubt? Are you sometimes confused? And does that concern you just a little bit? Because the title of this podcast is Doubt and Confusion. So let's look at a passage. It's actually the very last story in the Gospel of Mark. Mark has an ending that most of the other Gospels do not have. In fact, the ending of Mark is a big scholarly question, because the earliest manuscripts, if you are looking at Mark right now, Mark chapter 16, you'll notice that it seems like Mark ends in verse 8. And then you have a few other verses, verse 9 through verse 20, that are in italics. Now, the earliest manuscripts do not have this italicized ending of Mark. Now, it was added very, very, very early. But it does seem that when Mark was writing Mark's gospel, and by the way, the historical context there is that Mark and Peter were very close, and so Peter was an eyewitness, and he was talking to Mark and telling the story of Jesus, and Mark was writing it down, and it looks like when Peter was talking to Mark and Mark was writing it down, that they ended the biography, the story of Jesus, in verse 8, which is a curious, interesting place to end it. So I'm okay with calling Mark 16, 9 through 20 part of Mark's gospel, but I also want to say and press into the fact that Peter and Mark, when they ended the gospel, they probably ended it in verse 8. And verse 8 says, trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Ending. Now that is not the ending that we might expect Mark and Peter to end the biography of Jesus with. And so doubt and confusion, do you sometimes doubt, are you sometimes confused, and does that worry you? So let's go back up to chapter 16, verse 1, and take a run at it. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who's going to roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene. He was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him? But go and tell the disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb, and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Trembling, bewildered, afraid, doubting is where the women are when Peter and Mark end this story about Jesus. Do you sometimes doubt the resurrection? What God is up to, that God is good, that you believe? What is belief? I mean, if we're going to be honest again, we'd have to say, yes, I have. Yes, I do sometimes. Yes, I, or if you haven't, you probably will. And I want to say this, and some of you are not going to like me saying this, and some of you are going to not like this podcast because I said this. And if you don't like it, you can just skip to the next one, I guess, or keep listening. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to be confused. Doubting and confusion is not sin. In fact, it's part of the journey of faith. And that's part of what Peter to Mark, and Mark writing this down, is saying to the communities that this gospel was sent to and to the communities throughout the history of the church as this ending of Mark has been read. The disciples doubted and were confused throughout almost the entirety of the gospel. And some of you might say, well, that's before Pentecost, that's before the Spirit. Well, read the book of Acts. The disciples got things muddled and confused and inside and out concerning Jews and Greeks and what, you know, it constitutes to become a part of the community of faith. And there was confusion. And that has marked the church. It's been one of the marks of the church since the start of the church. Doubt and confusion. It's okay to doubt. It's part of the journey. The book of Psalms is all about David often being confused and often doubting and wrestling with God. And so I want to say a couple of things. Number one, be comforted in the midst of times of doubt. It's okay. It's part of the journey. We must wrestle with God at times and wrestle with ourselves and wrestle with doubt and wrestle with confusion and wrestle with trembling and bewilderment and fear. That's part of the journey. Also, we want to give our kids space to doubt. We want to give the next generation space to doubt. We want to give them place to doubt so that they can have a real journey with Jesus. Let's not worry about doubt. Doubt doesn't mean we're distant from God. You know, and we're uncomfortable with doubt, but if we are uncomfortable with doubt and confusion to the point where we can't own or go there in doubt and confusion, then we will really not ever be able to invite other people into that place if they need to go there. We really won't have a vulnerable aspect to our faith and our dialogue of faith with other people because we are confused. And when we're confused or when we're doubting, it's okay to share it. It's okay to talk about it. And for some of us, we may be afraid if we doubt or we're confused or we talk about it, we're going to lose our edge. We're going to lose our edge. Well, Christianity is not about having an edge. But the reality is we're actually not going to lose our edge. We're going to gain credibility with other people. We're going to create space for ourselves, for our children, for the next generation, for other people to be able to be confused and doubt and talk about it. It's going to create a context for evangelism. Now, that's ironic. We think, well, we can't doubt or we can't be confused because that's going to hurt my witness. No, actually, the opposite is true. Sometimes sharing doubt and confusion actually helps our witness because it makes it real. It's a real relationship. So here's the thing. We all doubt, like these women in the ending of Mark's gospel, trembling and bewildered and fearful. They ran, they fled, And that's where the story stops. We are going to doubt. We're going to be confused. Sometimes we will be, and some seasons we will be. And I guess I want to end with this. Part of the point of Mark's gospel is that even though the women were doubting and bewildered and confused, even though they were in that space, Jesus indeed had been raised from the dead. It did not change the fact that Jesus had been raised from the dead, that he is risen, he's alive, he's going to meet him in Galilee. So even though they were doubting and confused, Jesus had indeed been raised from the dead. Jesus has indeed been raised from the dead. And sometimes we doubt, sometimes we're confused. So have a conversation with Jesus. If you have not been vulnerable to the point of owning that doubt or that confusion, just own it. Just own it. Just talk with Jesus about it. Where do you doubt? Why do you doubt? How are you confused? And don't let that draw you away from God. Let it draw you toward God. So have a conversation with Jesus and pray and meditate and journal and enjoy the day with Jesus, even though you may be a bit confused and even though we may be in seasons of doubt. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.